Jesus is risen. And we continue here at St. John's celebrating that Easter season. I am so glad that you are here. Welcome. Welcome if you are with us here in church, if you're joining us online. It is good for us in this sixth week in our season of Easter to add our voices to all of God's people in prayer and praise and thanksgiving. It is just good to be here. The only announcement that I have an announcement and an apology. The announcement is this coming Thursday, we will continue our Bible study. And the apology is if you came last Thursday, I'm so sorry I wasn't there. I got called away and had to be racing down and all kinds of things like that. Please know that it wasn't because you guys were coming. All right. This coming Thursday, we continue our Bible study on the book of Revelation. It has been a fascinating group, and so please join us if you are able. 6:30 Thursday in the parlor. There are all sorts of other announcements in your bulletin, and I hope that you have a chance to read through it and discover the many different ways you can connect to ministry that goes on all around us. But we have gathered this morning to be in worship. So let us continue that worship by joining together in our gathering song. It is amazing love. Let us rise and sing together.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you've died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be? You, my King, would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do, to honor you. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me. Because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be? You, my King, would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. And it's my joy to honor you. Honor you. You are my King. You are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Amazing love. For me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be? That you, my King, would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do, to honor you in all I do, to honor you in all I do. Let me honor you.
And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Oh God, you have prepared for those who love you joys beyond understanding. Pour into our hearts such love for you, that loving you above all things, we may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading this sixth Sunday of Easter comes from the 10th chapter of Acts. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second lesson comes from the fifth chapter of 1 John. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God conquers the world, and this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John in the 15th chapter. And Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." The Gospel of our Lord. The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite the children to come on forward. And here they're calling. Well, come on down. How are you guys this morning? I hope you're doing all right. There we are. Good morning, ladies. Good morning. All right. Now, show of hands, how many of you have lots and lots of friends? Isn't that amazing? Isn't that the coolest thing to have friends? I know that a brother is a brother, all right? And I have a couple of those too, right? But brothers can get on your nerves, can't they? Yeah, they can. Thank you for being honest. Sisters can get on your nerves. Yes, indeed. There we are, right? But friends, it's always cool to be with your friends. But when I was growing up, and I was about your age, to me, the test of friend was whether or not you got to go spend time with them at their house or they got to come spend time with you at your house. That made a real friend. Now, part of that is because I lived out in the middle of nowhere, and so to get folks to come to my house could sometimes be a lot of work. So you knew they were a true friend, right? Or to have someone invite me to come over, that was the coolest thing. But you know what? There is a friend that we all have in common. I have the same friend you do. I have the same friend you do, and you, and you, and you, and that friend is Jesus. He just said it in the gospel, "I call you friends." And he says, "I," that is Jesus, "chose you." You didn't pick Jesus as your friend. Jesus picked you. And so the amazing truth is, Jesus is not only your friend, he's a true friend because Jesus invites you to his house. And here you are, right here, this place, Jesus' house. Jesus wants you to know that anytime you are here, he's here with you. He's ready to be with you. But the other thing is, Jesus comes to your house all the time. Jesus is with you every day because Jesus wants to be your friend, wants to do things with you, wants to help you, wants to do all of those things because Jesus really, truly is your friend. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for being our friend. Thank you for inviting us here to your house. Thank you for coming back with us to our house. Walk with us today so we can share your love and live as your friends. We thank you for today, Lord. Amen. You guys have a great day. Jesus is risen. And now may the grace and the presence of the risen Christ go with you always. Amen. Friends. For some, that's that TV show about those six young urban professionals living in Manhattan, hanging out at the Central Perk and going through all of life's trials and troubles. But for others, it's that group you spend time with, right? Whether it was, you know, friends in high school or earlier or friends from college or later in your life. Friends are the ones that we choose to be around. Friends are meant to stand by us. They're there to help define us. They're there to care for us. And today, in the gospel reading, Jesus calls the disciples, and I believe he calls all of us, his friends. But what does it mean to be a friend of Jesus? What does it mean to be a friend of Jesus when we know that in our sinfulness, we're actually enemies of God? From the beginning of everything, God has had a dream where we will show God all of our love for God by loving and caring for each other. In our selfishness, in our weakness, in our arrogance, as well as bashfulness, we destroy that dream. We focus on ourselves. We show very little care for anyone else. And if we do care, it's mostly to make us look better. We also believe that what God really needs is our help, our input, our smarts, our wisdom. He needs all of this stuff from us in order to take care of things. We rebel against the God of love. The one who created all, the one who redeems and saves us all, the one who works to make us holy. We rebel and we become enemies of God. A part of the good news that I get to tell you today is that even when we are enemies, God loves us. And in Jesus, God saves us. Even as rebellious sinners, God forgives. Even as weak and lost sheep, God searches for us, finds us, cares for us. In the incarnation, that is, in the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus, God shows us what God's love looks like in everyday life, hoping that we will be inspired to live no longer as enemies, but rather as forgiven children. You see, another part of that good news I get to share today is that God sees us as family. We are children of God. Jesus stands as both God the Son and the Son of God, eternally begotten. But we too are children of God. Jesus teaches us to call God Father or even Daddy. We can also see God as mother or just as parent, that is, that perfect parent, the one who always cares. Jesus encourages this so that we can see and, more importantly, that we can feel the intimate care that God has for all of us. Although we may still feel like enemies, God sees us as children needing care and discipline, needing love. And it is through the love of God that Jesus shows us that we can know ourselves as children of God. Which now leads us all back to friends. What does it mean to be a friend of Jesus? One definition about friends that I have always loved is that friends are really the family we choose. Friends are the ones we surround ourselves with for support and for strength, for guidance and for joy. And Jesus has chosen us. Think about it. Jesus chose Peter and Andrew. Jesus chose Philip and Nathaniel. Jesus chose you and even me. This is a powerful truth that we hear in today's gospel reading. Jesus chooses us. Jesus wants to spend time with the disciples, with us, with all of God's people, because Jesus sees us as friends. Walter Winchell was once quoted describing friends, and I think that this really wraps into what Jesus is and lives. Mr. Winchell said, a real friend is one who walks in when the rest of the world walks out. As our sinfulness leads to calamity, Jesus walks in. Jesus walks in for Peter in the midst of denials, for Thomas in the midst of doubt. Jesus walks in for Dietrich Bonhoeffer as he was standing against the Third Reich. Jesus walks in for you and for me. But Jesus also shows another truth, the truth that Martin Luther King Jr. spoke when he said that love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. Jesus came as God incarnate, as the perfect way for us to see, understand, and realize God's love for us all. Jesus, in his life and living, in his suffering and dying, in his rising again, has transformed us from enemy to friend, from enemy to family, from guilty ones to those who follow him to share that love. So when does Jesus choose us? There are lots of different ways, but one way that we know that we are chosen is in the waters of baptism. Because in that moment, God claims us as his own. In that moment, we join Jesus in dying and then also in rising again to new life. In that moment, the Holy Spirit descends upon us and gives us guidance and hope all our days. We are chosen. Jesus chooses us. God chooses us. We are family and we are friends. But in that moment, we are also called to love and service for the world around us. You see, our salvation has been taken care of. There's nothing that I have to do in order to be saved. We are then encouraged to live in such a way that shows that love of God to the world around us. We are urged to love our neighbors, to love the stranger and the lost, to love even enemies and those who frighten us. Thus, we are called to follow Jesus and to live as he lived, showering the world with God's love, sharing the joy that comes to us because we know Jesus and we have felt the love of God in our lives. So today, Jesus is calling us friends so that we might live as his friends, so that we might live as pansies. Now, it's early May, and I know that I personally have been enjoying all of those first flowers of spring, from tulips and daffodils to forsythia bushes bursting forth to, of course, my all-time favorite, lilacs, right? The flowers bring to us a joy as if they're a kiss on the cheek from God. In my devotions this past week, I read what was almost a confession from a woman whose name was Nancy Hannah. Because as a child, she loved flowers, but what she really loved to do was go through and pick the flowers, the tulips, the daffodils, all the rest of that. She would love to pick them, just the flower part, and she would go through the garden that her parents had, and it would go from bursting forth with color to uniform green. Finally, one spring, her father decided to take her to the flower store, and there they bought a large flat of pansies. They dug a rectangle in front of the house, and they planted the flowers. Now, Nancy was told that this garden was hers and hers alone. And her father explained that these flowers in her garden were a little bit different than the flowers in the other garden, because when you pick the other garden flowers, they're gone. No more. That flower is the only flower. But pansies, if you pick a pansy, another pansy's going to grow back. If you pick a pansy, maybe even two more will grow back. Those flowers, once you pick them, another flower blooms, so that the more you pick, the more you have. That to me was just an amazing metaphor for the love of Jesus, our friend. You see, too often we look at the world around us concerned that there is only so much, and it never really is a lot now, is it? We are worried that God has only so much love or so much patience. In Jesus, I hope that we are discovering the truth that God's love never ends. God's love goes to the lost and to the least. It goes to folks like you and me and to all other people around us, so that the world will never run out of God's love. The more you pick, the more we have. The more you share, the more we have. For us, we get to become pansies. Pansy plants, pansy flowers, whatever it is, because where we share joy, more joy comes. For that is truly the love that comes from Jesus. Today, Jesus is encouraging us all to love one another as He loves us. That is, we are called to love unconditionally, sacrificially, completely, all the time, to all the people, wherever it is that we are. As the flowers of God's love grow in us, we get to share, so that more and more will bloom again, so that we have more and more and more to share. God will never run out of love for us. God will never run out of love to fill us in order for us to share. This resource will never run out, and we can live as followers of Jesus, as children of God, and as friends. Friends of one another. Friends of our risen Lord, who has chosen us, and then who sends us out into the world to make God's vision into our mission. Jesus is risen. Isn't that the coolest? Amen. Please rise. As we continue to celebrate this Easter season, let us then confess our faith using the words we find in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And now rejoicing that Jesus is risen and love has triumphed over fear, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need of good news. Your Holy Spirit falls upon all who hear the word. Fill your church with the gifts of your Spirit and give understanding hearts to those who strengthen our commitments with our ecumenical and interreligious partners. Lord, in your mercy, amen. You speak and the face of the earth is renewed. Revive your creation that habitats and every kind of living thing might flourish. Protect endangered species and help us to care for all your creatures. Lord, in your mercy, amen. Your world is divided and the nations rage. Grant wisdom and vision to world leaders that they may seek justice, peace, and the good of all. Strengthen international partnerships and cooperation. Lord, in your mercy, amen. Your children are in need. Comfort all those who suffer, especially those afflicted by anxiety, depression, and mental illness. Help us to be conduits of your love in our care for one another. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. God of all grace, there are so many people who need your healing presence. We pray for all who suffer illness and injury or with accident and disease. We also pray for these known to us who need your presence. We pray for Dawn, Susan, Connie, Darlene, Judith, Brenda, Linda, Rhonda, and Judy. We pray for Jean and Brian, Sarah, Cindy, Mac, and Olivia. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Your work is done in this place with our hands. Bless the ministries of this congregation that we may embody your love for the world. Inspire those who plan and lead worship, council members, committee members, and volunteers. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Your blessed saints now rest in you. Give us thankful hearts for those who have gone before us. At the last, bring us all together around your heavenly banquet table. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Into your hands, most merciful God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your abiding love through Jesus Christ, our resurrected and living Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed.
And now may the God of resurrection power, the Christ of unending joy, and the Spirit of Easter hope bless you now and always. Amen. I hope you have a blessed week as you go into the world with hope.
May God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.